Filmmaker Alexander Payne has quite a track record. 6 movies, 5 Oscar nominations, and 2 gold Oscar statues for Sideways and The Descendants. His new road trip movie, Nebraska, opens today. It's a comedy filmed in black and white, and critic Bob Mondello says it may well make him a nominee again.
Woody Grant has hair that would be white, even if it weren't being filmed in black and white, also a cranky disposition and a stubbornness that just won't quit. We first see Woody being stopped by a highway patrolman as he's walking down the shoulder of an interstate near Billings, Montana. When his son David picks him up at the police station, it turns out Woody was on an 850-mile stroll.
So you told the sheriff that you were walking to Nebraska?
That's right. To get my $1 million.
David is skeptical, so Woody reads the letter he got.
We are now authorized to pay $1 million to Woodrow T. Grant of Billings, Montana.
David points out gently that the letter is an ad for magazine subscriptions, but he's no sooner got the old man back to his house than he gets a call from his mom. Woody has hit the road again.
Come on, let me take you home.
Going to Lincoln. It's the last thing I do. I don't care what your people think.
Listen to me. You didn't win anything. It's a complete scam. So you got to stop this, okay?
I'm running out of time.
You didn't have a suitcase.
I'm not staying there.
No, that's logical.
I can't let you go.
It's none of your business.
Yes, it is. I'm your son.
Well, then why don't you take me?
Again, logical.
You can't just drop everything and drive to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, what else you got going on?
Not a lot, as it happens. Woody may be slipping mentally, but he's still sharp in flashes, as played by Bruce Dern in a performance you'll be hearing about at awards time. He also has a plain-spoken, scene-stealing wife, played by June Squibb, who you might call a decent incentive for getting out of town.
I never knew the son of a bitch even wanted to be a millionaire. He should have thought about that years ago and worked for it.
The son you'd expect these two to produce, put upon David, played with wary grace by Will Forte, decides a bit of bonding with a father he doesn't really know couldn't hurt, so they hop in his car and are soon passing through the town where Woody grew up, a place where the people, shot in black and white, remember, look as weathered as the buildings, and where David discovers, despite much backslapping, that even friends...
Damn, Woody grabs a millionaire! Next round is on Woody!
...can be harsh.
If Woody hit it rich, and I don't see any of it, that would be wrong.
Are you threatening my family?
Director Alexander Payne's decision to shoot in black and white means Nebraska's windswept landscapes have a Last Picture Show meets Grapes of Wrath feel. Also that the film's faces seem as iconic as Mount Rushmore, which Woody dismisses when they drive by it as looking unfinished. The filmmaker has crammed Nebraska with orneriness and humor, greed, Americana, and performances so natural they seem like found objects, especially Bruce Dern's, which caps a career of character parts with a delicately nuanced character. I'm guessing that the name he's been given in the film wasn't accidental. Woody Grant could have stepped straight out of Grant Wood's painting, American Gothic. His story, too. Crusty old coot from a dying farm town, looking for meaning at the end of a life that may not have had one. I'm Bob Mondello.